welcome here at the Bureau of Meteorology in Tasmania with meteorologist David Matthews to discuss the upcoming hot conditions for Tasmania on Thursday and Friday. Dave, to start with, we're going to get some temperatures up into the 30s. Can you talk us through what sort of maximums we're expecting?
Yes, maximum temperatures on Thursday getting up to around 30-35 degrees or so across much of the southeast and east coast of the state, with the state maximum through the Upper Derwent Valley around 36 degrees. Hobart and Launceston expected to reach around 33.
And that's going to carry over again until Friday, where it's going to be even hotter.
Yeah, that's right. So northerly conditions continuing with temperatures increasing on Thursday's temperatures. So we're looking about mid to high 30s for much of the east of the state, with the state maximum around 39 degrees for the Upper Derwent Valley, and Hobart expected to reach around 38 and Launceston 37.
Overnight, I assume it's still going to be quite hot, so this is leading to heatwave conditions?
Yeah, that's right, yes. So for conditions across Thursday and Friday particularly, we certainly are looking at heatwave conditions with minimum temperatures being quite warm overnight, so probably not getting much below around 18 to 20 degrees across the state.
Okay, with this heat, I assume there's little rainfall on the way as well, so we're looking at the low humidity. That would mean elevated fire dangers.
That's right, yes. So looking at severe fire dangers across the east coast on Thursday, and then the east coast, Midlands, Upper Derwent Valley and southeast on Friday. And very high fire dangers through most of the eastern half of the state on Thursday, with those high fire dangers across the northeast, central north, central plateau and Furneaux Islands on Friday.
Are we expecting winds to add to that fire danger?
Yeah, particularly on Friday, we're going to see winds increase ahead of that change that's going to come through Friday night and Saturday. So generally around 20 to 40 kilometres per hour will be the winds, of fresh northwesterly, and gusts of about 75 to 85, possible about the central east and west coast late on Friday.
Okay, so I did touch on rain before, so it doesn't look like any rain forecast at all for Thursday, but we might get some to help any fires that start on Friday.
Yeah, so probably not seeing the rainfall start to arrive into the west coast until sort of late afternoon, evening on Friday, and then it will spread across the state Friday evening into Friday night, and then Saturday morning we'll see most of the rainfall into the western north of the state, with those thunderstorms pushing through late on Friday, particularly across the north and west of the state. And we may see some additional bursts of rainfall from those storms as they move through.
But overall, it's going to be hot for most of the day, so uncomfortable conditions, sort of thing. For
yeah, that's
stay
right.
Stay hydrated.
Yes, definitely stay hydrated. It will be a hot and humidity will be increasing as the day progresses on.
Okay. Any warnings issued at the moment, or where can people go if any do come along?
We anticipate a fire weather warning for the east coast and probably Midlands and southeast of the state on Thursday, and then that will continue on for most of the eastern half of the state on Friday.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.